and welcome to the first podcast of Fashion for Jute Generation. Since this is my first podcast, I'll most likely grow as I produce more and more podcasts. So right now, I guess what you hear is the bottom of that you're going to hear from me from now on. So please excuse me if you see something that really gets on your nerves or something that you don't like. Drop me a line, see how I can work it out, and I hope everybody will enjoy it. Anyway, continuing on, I want to share with you what I'm thinking of the podcast. I mean, how I see it, what is the format that I'm thinking of, what I would like to do, but I would like to hear something more from you as well. So please drop me a line. My email address is jiltedfashion@gmail.com. That's jiltedfashion. @gmail.com, or write your suggestions to the blog site, that is jiltedfashion.wordpress.com. That's jiltedfashion.wordpress.com. So get in touch with me, either website, the blog site, either on the email. Let me know what you think, and see if you have a good idea. I'd really appreciate it. Okay. So anyway, my name is Alex, and I'm 24. And for some reason, I really, really like fashion. I want first of all to say I'm not affiliated with any designers, any company or group or anybody that will be influencing my perception of the fashion world. You will hear me saying, oh, this time Chanel was great, next show I'll say, oh, I really, really hate this Alexander McQueen new line. Anything I see is my own view and my own perception of the fashion world. So I don't want you to think that I'm saying something because I'm getting paid for it. This is not true, and I hope this is not gonna be true ever. Okay, I'm not, even if I'm getting paid for something, it's not gonna be for saying some good words about a particular brand or particular store. So, as I said, my name is Alex, and I'm 24. I'm married since 05, and I don't have any kids yet, but let's see, hopefully soon I'll get a chance to work on that. I like fashion, I like staying on top of it, even though sometimes I get a strange looks because of it. Let's say I go to a Nordstrom, I go to Hecht's, I go to some designer store, a Louis Vuitton or something like that. I start looking at the purses, and there you go, I see a woman is looking at me like I'm crazy. And sometimes I go back and say, okay, I'm gonna back up on this one. Sometimes I say, okay, that's the thing that I want to do. I want to look at purses. I might be a man, but I want to look at purses. You don't have to look at me like that, okay? So anyway, I really like fellow fashion, so yeah, that's the thing. Other funny thing about this is what I have better understanding of clothing world in the industry because of that. I see girl and I see a woman that have spent hundreds or even thousands of dollars on clothes, different types, different brands, and oh my god, come on, these clothes are just not for you, okay? Either they're too small, they're too big, not the right colors, not the right mix, one thing came out of a clearance bin somewhere, and the other thing is a beautiful skirt for $350-$500. And they're 7, 8, 10 years apart from each other as a trend. So what I'm saying is, I can look at somebody and I can see where the lack of their look comes from. Does it come from clothes? Does it come from them being confident in them? Does it come from both? Because it's, most of the time it's a mixture. Okay, if you know you look good, if you know your clothes look good, if they're for you, if they're great cut, if they're a good designer, you will most likely, you will feel better. You'll just, your soul will feel better. Okay. Anyway, and the other thing about it is, if you really mix things like that, if you just follow a particular show, not my show, okay, just any show, most likely you'll be on top of it, and you'll know not to make mistakes like that. So I'll say go out there. If you don't want to listen to a show, if you don't want to watch fashion TV, just go out there once a month, buy some fashion magazine. Fashion magazine is not a magazine full of commercial ads, okay? Fashion magazine is a fashion magazine. I don't want to say names, but read it, and this should keep you informed with everything that's going on to date. Now, let's get back on track. Let me know, when do you listen to the show? When do you listen to it? Is it on the road, while you drive to work, on your commute, while you're commuting, at home, while you're cooking, at work, on your laptop, on your desktop? Anyway, just let me know. This way, it will be helpful for me to stay close to you. I mean, I'll feel the audience. I'll know how do they like listening to their show. How long should I talk for? Because, okay, if you drive, I don't think I should make an hour and 47 minutes show. If you're driving, most likely you'll be done driving in about 30 to 45 minutes at most, I guess. This will give me a better perception of how do you listen to the show and how long it should be. That's an important part for me. How long should I make the show? Then the other thing is, the format that I'm thinking of making it is as follows. I'm thinking about 15 to 20 minutes talking about new stuff that came out last week, last month, in the very, very near past overall. So something that happened 6 months ago is not going to be a near past for me, at least. Then I would say 5-10 minutes I'll talk about trends with some kind of accessory, being it sunglasses, being it belts, purses. So I'll talk about that for 15 minutes at most. And then I will give you about 10 to 20 minutes presentation of a designer. And by designer, I mean not somebody that the world had never heard of. I mean a designer that is interesting, okay? For me, interesting will be the most important part. Okay, I would say I might give you Yves Saint Laurent, I might give you Christian Dior, Christian Lacroix, but I want it to be interesting. I want people to remember, okay, this name did that. That's I think that's going to be good for me to do. And I would think that will do it. That will do it for one show. So I'm thinking to make fashion for the Jilted Generation once a week so far. On the other hand, there is a lot of things happening for a week in the fashion. So I don't know, should I do it a weekly? Should I do it a longer presentation of somebody, of the designer, and let's say the trends, and then separate it from the accessory trend? So that might be another thing that I'm considering. And I hope you give me some feedback on that and let me know what you think will be better. Other thing is, I listen to a lot of podcasts. So what I really don't like is, I mean, I would love a particular podcast, okay, and then I would know it comes out once every Tuesday. I would listen to my This Tuesday show and I have to wait for a whole week. That's 7 days. I don't want to wait that long. I want to hear that guy again or that woman again. I want to hear what they think of the next topic. I know I don't want to wait 7 days, put it this way. I'm kind of like impatient of waiting for a news that's really interesting for me. So yeah, I would really, really love feedback on that. How often should I do it? How long it should be? So it works for you, because I'm doing it for you. I would rather go to bed right now than recording myself, but hey, here I am. I'm trying to help you out there, to put yourself in good clothes, to put yourself on the right track with fashion for every single season, every single time. Okay, now let's go to the news topic for today, and that is, I'm thinking it's a thing that everybody's heard so far, but I'll chew it one more time, because I think that's important. I think that will shape a lot of things for the upcoming year of 07. Well, it actually already did, but because we already see some of the autumn collections coming out, autumn winter 07. But the topic for today is fashion trends for women for 07, and that's summer and spring. So spring, summer 07 fashion trends. Okay, now we are back, and here is something really interesting that I found online about 45 minutes ago. The website is silverrosebeads.com, okay, and it's SilverRoseBeads.com. Shows what they think the new fashion colors will be for the upcoming season. And well, I tell you, these guys, I don't know how they did it. I don't know if they postponed it or what they did, because I just saw it. But they're so close. They're so close to the colors that it's impossible. On the other hand, okay, colors are all across the board. So by all across the board, I mean every color is there. So it's kind of like you can't miss. But on the other, but yeah, I would say they're real, real close to what we saw. So the site link will be on the blog for this podcast, and the blog is again jiltedfashion.wordpress.com. So colors this year are interesting mix, but they are all bright. Okay, colors this year are bright, at least for summer and spring. And it would seem that any point along the spectrum will be fashionable for the spring and summer of 07. As long as it's strong, as long as it's rich, as long as it's saturated, and it appears solo or in bold, bright colors, bright blocks, it's definitely on. It's on the clothes. So this includes yellows, violets, magentas, reds are great for this season. However, pink, I didn't really see a lot of pink. So, unless it's very dark, I would not recommend you wearing pink this summer, this spring. Don't push on the pink that much, okay? Other interesting thing was the accent of the egg shapes this year. Okay, volume has been going on in the fashion industry for years now, and I thought that in 07 it will end, okay, it will kind of like go down. No, I was wrong. And apparently I'm wrong sometimes too, most of the time I would say too. However, this spring we'll see a more deliberate, well-defined egg shapes, egg forms for skirt shapes, and occasionally the overall silhouette of the clothes of you is egg-shaped. So that's kind of like a shocking thing for me, but hey, I'm not a designer, so I'll keep up with them. Other interesting thing is, because of the egg shape skirts, what these type of skirts bring you is they kind of like shape your legs, okay? So I don't know if you like Shakira Hips Don't Lie or you don't, but I guess Lanvin, Dolce & Gabbana, Marnie Schwab, Philosophy, and everybody else does, okay? So hips are sexy, Here's a sexy bet for this year, and they are enhanced by the clothes that we saw this year. So I am not completely sure that I like it. I would say I kind of feel strange about it, but yeah, I think it can be sexy. I think it's not something that will stay in your wardrobe. You will wear it and you will collect some looks by wearing something close to it. Okay, then oh, by the way, I'm posting the pictures for every of those things that I'm saying right now. So everything that I touched so far and ongoing, I'm going to post a picture of a lineup so you see what exactly I'm talking about. And I'm going to post them on the blog site, jiltedfashion.wordpress.com, and you will see all the colors, all the shapes that I'm talking about, the hip enhancer as I classify them, and also the shoes that I'm going to talk about, the skirts, and the fashion cycle that we're in. So check them out, and with what I said, I'll continue with the hip part. Not an easy trend to adapt to, I would say, but quality, cutting, and good design will draw a fine line between sexy and mumsy, that's for sure. Okay, so I don't know if you read what I said about me in my podcast profile, but I've always said, and I'll keep on saying it because I'm 100% sure of it, what you see when you buy a bad cloth is a cloth that's being designed for somebody else. When you buy a good cloth, it's being designed for you. Okay, it's not you in particular, but every single person. A good cloth will fit you better, it will last longer. This is, I'm 100% sure of it. I don't know who writes all those things that say, oh, don't buy the designer clothes, $15,000 dress is a lot. Hey, guess what? I'd rather have one $15,000 cloth than $1,510 clothes from a store that ends at Mart. Okay? Honestly, I'll never do that. I'll never buy a $5 or $6 or $7 cloth. That's just not me. Then, okay, let's continue on. I kind of like went into my own world of subjects, but if you like trousers, no, let me tell you about skirts first. Okay, skirts this year, something of an anomaly in the season, okay? Still in tune with the layering and volume generally, but spring season's coolest dress will be the A-line mini. That's it. It has to be short. It has to be above your ankles. It has to be short. And it has to be a good brand name. That's the bottom line. These three things, and you'll be on the right track. On the other hand, is most likely that they will not form the short skirts. They'll be just dropped, because we see all these egg shapes and all these layers of clothing, and at some point we see this mini skirt, which is kind of strange for me. So it's either gonna win or it's not gonna win. So I hope next year all this layering will be gone, as I expected this year, and we'll hear more mini skirts going on rather than short skirts that are layered. But we'll see that. We'll leave that for next year. Okay. Then, if you like trousers, as I said, skirt shapes are mostly still in the volume story of the book, but definitely trousers are on the contrary. And almost universal choice for the trouser is the ultra skinny trousers. Everybody bet on the ultra skinny trouser, and that's cigarette pants, stretch denims, and spray-on leathers, all featuring collections right the way over four cities. All the four cities showed up the same exact thing for the trousers. On shoes, I will be short. I will cover them, I guess, next time. I'm not... I haven't really digged that much about the shoes. They're kind of harder to follow. Unless you're there. And I haven't been in either Milano, I haven't been Paris, I haven't been London. And I don't know what they did this year with shoes. But one thing is for sure, from everything that I found, high heels, and in particular, the Perceptex heels are the winner this year. I mean, you know, the very, very long, clear, well, almost clear, I should say, heels. That's what it is this year. Check the pictures. That's what I saw this year so far. Another thing that we see this year is we see the 90s coming back again. So 90s, I would say 91, 92, 93. These years for the designers are the same as the ones that we see going on as a fashion trend right now. So hey, if you have something that's designer's clothing from that year, feel welcome to wear it again. Dig into your drawers, check it out. But what we saw in the 90s by Dolce & Gabbana, by Gianni Versace, by Yamamoto, that's what we see again now. Teen clean lines, Gore-Tex, nylon, Tanks, micro minis, a very bold black color, metallic type of material, deconstruction clothes, underwear that is worn as outwear, sports looks, upper bags, geeky and kind of utility chic. So that's unmistakable 90s. With a post-punk and corset jackets and big knickers to boot. That's what it is. I think if we go 15, 17 years ago, that's what was on the catwalk at that time. So you can check some pictures on the blog site, but that's what you're gonna see most likely. Another thing that I want to touch is the Gucci collection for summer 07. And why I pay special attention to Gucci's are because I really, really love that collection. You can check them out, Gucci.com, see all the new line. They actually have the winner collection over there. But what I gotta say about the Gucci's are three or four actually particular things. Combining the black with the violet, and I'm gonna post pictures as well for the particular models that I'm talking about. But the black with the violet and the kind of pinkish, yellowish color, that's great. I love that. That's beautiful. I think this is a great combination of colors. It's been done before. I don't think it's been done as good as Gucci did it this year. So you can go ahead and find those colors, and now you know they combine great. The other thing is that I really love is the ethno type of collection. Very short and very open for the legs skirts with the ethno texture on them. I really, really dig into that. I don't know if you do, but I think that that just looks great. And then we have one model, one particular model, that comes with the Cyclamen Fine Cashmere puff short sleeve top. That's in the black and violet color. I just love that. If you can go ahead and buy it, go ahead and buy it. I guarantee you that you'll get a date. That's absolutely for sure. So I would say the most comprehensive and the most winning designer this year is definitely Gucci, because Gucci came out with that color trend. I don't know how long this trend is gonna stay, but I think it's really, really, if it stays, it's gonna be massive. It's just gonna stay for a long time. People will keep up with that colors. The handbags are the same colors as well. All the purses are great. Well, of course, they're kind of big because that's the trend for this year. If you have a huge shopping bag on your arm, you are already into summer 07. Okay. The other topic that I have for you is actually this time I want to talk about sunglasses and I want to talk about bangles. So bangles this year, I know, I really regret that I can't find a picture of it, because I watched the review, and I know that Stella McCartney has some incredibly beautiful bangles. She came out with that leather and metal type of bangles. I know we've all seen that, but not in that size. These things was huge. And this year, I think huge accessories is what we're looking at. Really, the bags, we're just putting big bag in a bag. And then the bangles were just huge. There are 7-8 bangles on each arm of the girls, and they're beautiful bangles. Okay, then the metal part of the bangles, it was kind of like a worn off type of material. It was silver, but it was kind of dark. It was not shiny at all. I think we are all done with the fashion that's going around to have shinier things. I think older and ethno type of jewelry is what we're gonna look for the next year or so. So if you can find Stella McCartney's bangles, I found just one on her website, but you can check as well. But she had some beautiful things. Then the other designer that made a really big impression for me was Chanel. Did some great bangles. Hermes showed some great spring trend with bangles, and they was big. They was definitely big. Then we already know who will show up those things to the audience. I think Beyonce will be there. I think Jennifer Lopez will be there. They will show up with those big bangles, and then you will see an explosion. So if you want to really show a taste in front of your friends, go and get worn off looking bangle, 5 of them, put them on your arm. In 6 months or about a year, because that's what most of the time takes for big large companies to start carrying the good designer stuff, you will see everybody wearing those. Sunglasses is another interesting topic this year. Last year we saw getting the kind of like retro looking older bigger type of sunglasses. This year they're even bigger. Soon they'll be helmets, I guess, but this year they're kind of like really square oriented. So if you're looking at a particular model sunglass that you like and it's round, forget it. This year they're all square as it gets and as big as it gets. That's what we're looking at, the fashion trend for the summer, I would say, of 07,
I don't know what's going to happen in the winter. But definitely Summer 07 will be square and big. Okay, another thing that I want to give you is some dates that you might want to mark on your calendar. If you have time, if you have the option of going there, if you're going there for some reason, we have Spring Summer 08 in Milan, 24th throughout 29th of June this year. We have in Paris, we have Menswear Spring Summer of 08, 29th of June throughout the 3rd of July. And again, in Paris, we have from 3rd to 6th of July. This year, we have Haute Couture. So, if you are anywhere in those places, you might want to hit those catwalks if you have an option. And I hope you'll post something on my website or on my blog site. And let me know what you think of what you saw over there as well. Okay, and speaking of Stella McCartney, I am thinking that I should present her as the first show designer. And the interesting thing about Stella is that she actually worked with Karl Lagerfeld when she was 15. I guess that's what it means, your father to be Paul McCartney. Okay, and apparently she showed a lot of talent. And then she moved away from Carl. And he was not really impressed where she moved. She moved to Chloe. And what Lagerfeld said about it is, he said Chloe should have gotten somebody who's a name in fashion, not a name in music. And but actually the good thing is that Stella showed off. And she broke up that bad saying with a particular new line of products for Chloe. She was the head designer for Chloe. They did a tremendous success while she was there. Then she moved out. Actually, who overtook that position was her assistant and friend, Foibi Filo. And he took the design director after she left. But in 2001, however, she made a joint venture with Gucci Group, which is another brand name that I really spoke about today. So I guess I was hired from Gucci today. But she did a joint and opened her own label, Stella McCartney. She recently released Stella for Adidas. She made the clothes for Madonna's Reinvention Tour, Annie Lennox's Summer Tour. Jude Law's costumes are by her. Gwyneth Paltrow's costumes are by Stella. And the cool thing about it is, you know, she's kind of connected with the whole industry. So they're not gonna let her down. That's for sure. They're not gonna let Stella down. And is actually really staying behind her back. However, she's doing great. I told you about the bangles. I think the bangles were great. She received the VH1 Vogue Designer of the Year award in 2000. And it keeps getting better and better for her, actually. She launched a new skincare products that are 100% organic. They're called Care. That happened just now in 07. They was introduced. She launched something that's really good for actual the audience of this show, I guess. Well, actually, I don't know if there is audience yet. But I hope there is. And you can get Stella's clothes that are pricey. They are priced as a designer's clothes. But you can actually get her line, her main line, at the H&M stores. Or if you listen for me in Germany, H&M. It's the same exact clothes. Well, ones are cut from H&M. The other ones are cut by her. But they're direct copies. So that's really, really interesting as well. The Adidas line that she did 30 to 40 styles of different Adidas shoes that wear the Stella McCartney sign, well, Stella by Adidas. And she has three stores, as far as I know. One is in LA, one is in New York, and the other one is in Mayfair. They was all opened in 02, 03, 04. I don't know. I think she will be opening another 3 to 5 stores this and the upcoming 08 year. So I think that's a very interesting thing going around there. She's growing, even though Karl Lagerfeld didn't like it. But that's for Stella. Okay, I think that's gonna do it for tonight. It's almost 6 o'clock here, p.m. Easter time. I hope I made you feel more secure in your own skin. I hope you will know something new about fashion. I hope you'll learn something new about this season. I hope you look at the pictures, and I would really, really like to see some of you posting comments on the blog. Look at those pictures on the blog. It's again jiltedfashion.wordpress.com. My email is jiltedfashion@gmail.com.